This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and we have been lecturing through the excellent text from the Romanian historian Ioan Rațiu, and the text is, of course, the Milner-Fabian conspiracy. This is not any kind of wild tinfoil hat nonsense. This is a really well-documented, hundreds of footnotes text about the history of the Fabian Society, support from big capital and the Blue Bloods, the Royal Society, the elites of London, Cecil Rhodes, Milner, Rothschild, etc., setting the model for how the Fabian Society would be constructed as a pseudo-liberal, pseudo-party of the people, right? And the party they created is actually the Labour Party. They also controlled a lot of fake right-wingers as well, so this is not a left-wing, right-wing dialectic. In fact, Churchill, we were talking about the last time I was on, when we got to this point in the text, Churchill actually had a lot of influence from these circles and appointed several of his cabinet directly from the Fabian Society. Fabian Society would go on to exercise tremendous influence throughout this period, all the way up until the 1990s when we have Tony Blair, Miliband, right, David Miliband, Ed Miliband, all of these people coming out of this Fabian Society idea of international socialism based around the breaking down of every single family and national firewall and border. Nationalize everything is what the Fabians said, and they said to do this, especially when it came to not just the resources and the allocation of social welfare or something like this. They actually meant nationalizing the family. Your children are not your own. They're the property of the state, was the argument of the Fabians. And so they wanted a total state-mandated education, total state-mandated welfare, even an army educational corps they talked about. So this brings to mind the kind of militarization that we hear about in communist countries, right? Think back to Obama talking about a civilian corps that would be just as strong as the other military organizations. And that's exactly a Fabian idea, right? So we have to keep in mind that Fabian socialism is the model. It is the key to understanding the kind of liberal world order that we're going into, which is not a hardcore Marxist order. It's not a hardcore free market order. It is a free market, big monopoly capital order that funds and runs basically socialism for the masses. The people who are the oligarchs, the zillionaires on the top of it, they're exempt from the rules that the masses are put under. It's a total wealth confiscation, collectivization scam, as we've seen throughout these talks. Rațiu notes that George Bernard Shaw, this luminary ideologue of the Fabian Socialists, in his book, The Institution of Social Democracy, noted that all facts considered, the whole of society ought to be under direct state control. The state itself should be under Fabian Socialist control. This logically means that total control by the Fabian Society of all areas of society would amount to a true democratic society. So notice that terms like democracy and these kinds of things, for the people, this is all nonsense. It's all just slogans. It doesn't really mean anything other than big state capitalism, which is big state socialism. That's exactly the Fabian model. You could look at something like China as an example of big state capitalism that perfectly fits the kind of third way position or model that people like the Fabians are talking about. What are some of the other Fabian socialist institutions, right, that have, as we said, spread all over Europe? United Nations is one of these institutions. I'm actually going to get in a moment to the institutions that the Fabians actually set up. One of those key institutions was the Royal Economic Society. Isn't that fascinating? So the Royal Society, right? A lot of these Royal Societies directly modeled on the Rhodes Milner Society and Secret Society that Rhodes and Milner set up. They also set up a plethora of NGOs, think tanks, and foundations. So this sets the model for how the world is run now in terms of these think tanks, NGOs, and non-governmental, basically policy bureaus that sit around and make up policy with no connection to the people. They're unelected bureaucrats, right, sitting in all these think tanks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We'll be right back.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact we run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Think tanks and foundations, which are the model for this kind of inner, not totally secret, but a kind of an inner secret government that the people, the masses, don't know are running the British Empire at this time. And that's the model for how the world government in our day is being run by these unelected bureaucrats that are internationalists sitting on panels and sitting on think tanks, Bilderberg, CFR, Trilateral, even things like United Nations, the CDC, all of these kinds of things, right, which takes their marching orders from Rockefeller Foundation, directing CDC, directing these things, as we saw in the CUFID crisis. The Fabians had this idea on the basis of the Milner-Rose Roundtable groups to set up dozens of these. They set up the Imperial College of London. That's a Fabian institution. They set up the Noel Baxton Trust. They set up the National Union of Students, the National Institute of Economic Social Research, the London Business School, Economic Social Research Council, the John Smith Memorial Fund, the Runnymede Trust, the Institute for Public Policy Research, on and on and on. And what we've noticed from this is that this is really just a kind of tax avoidance scheme. It's all of that, yeah. But according to the plan of the Fabians being directed by this real sort of inner secret society, their plan was to fully permeate society. And they did that. They achieved full permeation by the 1990s. Again, doesn't mean that the liberal outer Labor Party, remember in 1984, there's the inner party and the outer party. Labor Party is the outer party. There's a fake right wing in the UK as well. They don't matter. They're irrelevant. They are, conservatives who don't serve any purpose other than to gradually become more and more liberal. And they had a lot of influence, as we said, in the Eastern Seaboard elite by recruiting and putting in professors at Harvard, at the Princeton, Yale, et cetera. And David Rockefeller studied under one of the key Fabians. I think his name was Hasker, or what was his name? Harold Lasky at Harvard. And they recruited one of their top admin and consultant men, Walter Lippmann, right? Lippmann Consulting and this kind of stuff. Lippmann was a dedicated, 100% committed Fabian socialist. They also had John Maynard Keynes as one of their key figures. Keynesian economics, of course, dominates modern neoliberal theory of economics. And Keynes would go on to consult and help to establish World Bank and the IMF. So you can begin to see that this is really the inner core of who set up and established the power structures of the Anglo-American establishment that we're still living under today. It is this same power structure that Klaus and company are a part of. If you saw Johnny Vedmore's articles and the research of, say, Whitney Webb, you've noticed that they've uncovered that Klaus and company, you know, go back to really Kissinger and the Harvard Project, Harvard Research Project and the CIAs. And that's no surprise. That's who we would assume set up these institutions. And that's because that institution, CIA, et cetera, is part of this institution here. CIA really being set up as kind of the private army of the Rockefellers themselves. That's their origin, so to speak. It's the same clique involved in this. And even before the establishment of the CIA or the OSS, you had private intelligence networks known as the Inquiry under Woodrow Wilson, also working for these same people. The Anglo-American establishment, banking, and royal elite. For example, the Fabians didn't just stop at these inner sort of ideologues that were part of the academic establishment. They also wanted to recruit people like Gandhi. You know, Gandhi was a member of the Fabian Society, as well as other members of the elite in India, who were brought into believing that they were fighting against capitalist oppression by becoming a Fabian socialist itself, an institution created and run by some of the wealthiest people out there. As we said, subversion was key to the Fabian strategy. Their idea was to create various experimental socialist states. The early phases of the establishment of the State of Israel were, for example, in the kibbutzes and this kind of stuff. This was an experiment in socialism. Even the character of Engels himself said that he supported the approach of the Fabians. So he didn't really have a problem with the approach of the Fabians and how they went about this. The Fabians set up all kinds of other groups, as I mentioned before. I think they set up the Rainbow Circle, the Coefficients Club. And again, subversion was crucial because subversion is the way that you can run a worldwide conspiracy from an inner group using an outer core, an outer cutout that's under the guise of humanitarian and liberal aid and cover. Now, in today's geopolitical world, you know, we know about the color revolutions and this kind of stuff. And we know that Soros, you know, funded and utilized color revolutions in a lot of other Soviet bloc countries. He's talked about this publicly. But he wasn't really the one that pioneered that, nor did Gene Sharp and the technology of nonviolent revolutionary change. That was actually pioneered by these people, right? Setting up these foundations, think tanks, NGOs. And that's how the world is still run today. The world is not run by the government officials. The government officials, they have a degree of power, especially, you know, locally speaking. But in terms of D.C. and these kinds of places, they submit to these kinds of people. They submit to people that have tremendous amounts of wealth. I mean, who do you think has more power, somebody with billions of dollars or a senator that makes $250,000 a year, right? Now, of course, the senators get, you know, inside deals, so they know about stock trading. So they end up coming out of there with millions of dollars. But who has more power, a millionaire or a billionaire? I wonder. The idea was to create a worldwide Fabian empire. In my opinion, I think the British Empire was kind of really just a cutout for this, and that they thought that they could create a Fabian socialist world empire and run it from behind the scenes. British Empire didn't succeed in doing that. And, of course, the British Empire collapsed into the Pax Americana. But it was this same group of elites that ended up bringing America back under the authority and under the power, the secret rulership of these circles, these people, the same groups. And so now the idea is America can be dispensed with because the global institutions that the American and Eastern Seaboard and Anglo-American establishment elites set up has now come to fruition. We now have the Bank for International Settlements. We now have the United Nations. If those can achieve enough power, it can shed the very country that helped to establish it, the United States. Now, I'm not faulting all the people in the United States. I'm saying that the elites of the United States, the Anglo-American establishment elites, they're the ones that set this up. They're the ones that are using countries, especially the United States, as the engine of this kind of stuff. And that's why we've been in such a battle for control of America in regard to these elites taking over, subverting the country more and more and more every time there's another election. And we find it getting worse and worse and worse. But now people are starting to wake up. Now people are realizing, hey, wait a minute, there actually is some kind of inner cabal like what we see at Davos, who's now uncloaked and openly said you're going to have a circular economy where you don't owe anything. Guess who came up with that? These people, right? Because the Marxists didn't want there to be an alliance, the hardcore ones. No alliance with these capitalists. We got to get the workers to rise up and kill everybody, right? Seize the means of production. That didn't happen. And so they reformed Marxism to align with monopoly capitalism. This is the key to understanding the whole of the 20th century. I mean, if you don't understand this, you cannot understand what's happening today. Because if you're stuck in, for example, the Cold War boomer mindset and you think that this is a bunch of commies and Marxists in China or in Moscow, that's not the locus of this power, right? They are moving more and more power, for example, to China, these people, these elites. But that's not who set up this 20th century, 21st century world order. It's the wealthiest people on the planet. They're behind this, not a bunch of low-level commies and Marxists in some other country. Those people couldn't have come to power without these people helping them come to power. The OSS trained Mao's guerrillas. Mao was a Yali, Yale in China, student before he came to power. The only way to understand the 20th century is to understand this and where we are now. Then you will understand, hey, wait a minute. It's the Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 that are the real enemies that are pushing the soft socialism. The UBI, the social credit score, all of that. That is this stuff. That is total control by technocracy. These people are technocrats. They become technocrats. They influence the technocrats. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show on GSSJI.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, we've been going through this text talking about the Fabians and their history and how that's the overriding key ideological component to understanding what's going on with the Great Reset and the emerging global order of technocrats. And I want to play this clip, which is really just all these people in their own words saying all the things that you've heard me covering the same elite structure saying 100 years ago. So we're going to see that what they're saying today is exactly identical to what all these clowns and goobers were saying 100 years ago. But let's go to that clip, and I'm going to comment over it as we watch this, and you'll be able to hear what they're saying from their own mouths. You'll own nothing and be happy.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there were
the size of population
that there was 500 years ago.
At this pivotal moment, I see several priorities for the global agenda. We must continue to fight against the global pandemic. We must revitalize the global economy and accelerate its transition to net zero.
By destroying
opportunity
CPGs,
for us to reset. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
A golden opportunity to build something better.
He calls it the Great Reset.
For my part, through my Sustainable Markets Initiative and the Great Reset.
I want to achieve a Great Reset to rewrite Japan's blueprint.
You have finished right state during...
Tom Hanks.
William, we're about to see, or it's been announced, that we're about to see a Great Reset.
I'm hopeful that we're going to have a Great Reset.
Next year's event, titled The Great Reset, the pandemic...
Notice it's coordinated. They're all saying the same line.
Next year, vaccine policy is economic policy.
Vaccines are economic policy.
Even a higher priority than the traditional...
You won't be able to have commerce unless you've got your stabbies.
Because without it, we cannot turn the fate of the world economy around.
So the economy collapsed. You want to get your vaccine?
Public health, as far as I know, because you could have probably had access to billions of dollars, but you did it yourself. You did it alone, together with your partner, also BioNTech. Now, I just have said that you made a major announcement, a groundbreaking announcement this morning. Can you tell it us a little bit more?
First of all, thank you for the honor, Chairman.
We're here. Today
we announced that we will offer all our patent-protected medicines, all vaccines or medicines that currently exist in the U.S. or in Europe, to the 45 poorest countries of the world. It is a population of 1.2 billion people.
State Department Memorandum 200.
And that every year, as we discover and bring to the U.S. or to the Europe or to the world new medicines, automatically those new medicines will be inserted into
experimental gene therapy
in these countries. I think that it's really fulfilling of a dream that we had together with my leadership team when we started in 19. The first week we met in January of 19 in California and to set up the goals for the next 5 years. And
we all know.
But 2019, so that's prior to COVID.
Insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete
halt coming for your food,
supply,
control the energy, control the food,
hospitals.
It's a controlled demolition.
As a whole, the COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
Get ready for that one. Now they can control our emotions if we just give in to the metaverse, putting on these stupid, getting brain chips, brain interfaces, all being pushed by World Economic Forum. They can cure our depression. This next video, AI will be connecting us to the global brain, the World Economic Forum says. It will read your thoughts. You won't have to use a mouse. Brain chips will read your thoughts directly. Neurotech, nanotech is what they're talking about here. Remember, Klaus said, we will be inside you. We'll be inside your body. We'll change your DNA from within. That's what the video is discussing now. Again, these are all World Economic Forum clips and videos directly from them.
What humanity basically learned to produce was all kinds of stuff, like textiles and shoes and weapons and vehicles. And this was enough for very few countries that underwent the revolution fast enough to subjugate everybody else. What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves. We're basically learning to produce bodies and minds. Bodies and minds.
So he's talking about cloning.
The two main products of the next wave.
Creating synthoid and
changes.
Fake people.
And if there is a gap between...
I'm not joking, this is what he's saying.
Use bodies and minds, and those that do not, then this is far greater than anything we saw before in history. And this time, if you're not part of the revolution fast enough, then you probably become extinct. Once you know how to produce bodies and brains and minds, so cheap labor in Africa or South Asia or wherever, it simply counts for nothing. And again, I think that the biggest question maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people. I don't think we have an economic...
Useless eaters. Remember, did you notice that?
Yes, because...
Terminology of David Attenborough.
Useless eaters. What should we do with the useless eaters?
Of technology, you will be able to produce food to feed everybody. The problem is more boredom and what to do with them, and how will they find some sense of meaning in life when they
literally say we're going to
be meaningless. Well,
we're going to create people on an assembly line.
A combination of drugs and computer games.
AI people. By the way, he's the same guy that says that there's no such things as minds. They don't exist. Minds and free will don't exist. But we're going to create people and entities with minds, cloning.
In New York on September 11th.
A key difference with the CBDC is
the triple pin guy from CIS.
Absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important. And that
means you're saying you're going to shut down all your monetary transactions if they want to. That dude looks like, if Bitcoin does a 3X, that dude's chin did 100X.
What will our diets look like in 2030?
No meat. What's the Industrial Revolution? Getting rid of meat.
We can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be
that.
Look,
I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jenny Dyer of Jason Analysis. We were just talking about all of the clips and audio messages from the global elite to all of us, thebs, all the peons, and how they were saying openly the very same things they were saying they were going to do 100 years ago. So here we are, 100 years later, 120 years later, and they're saying what they said they would do, and they're doing what they said they would do. And the Fabians set up, back in the day, their own Fabian International Bureau. And they had a three-point platform. They made it very simple in their three-point platform. They said, the existing institutions in the world in order to achieve general world peace, must all disarm. So all the nation states, disarmament needs to happen. This disarmament will only happen when there is an advanced form of global government. So global government will have to be in place to disarm everybody so that we can have peace. And the way that we get to the global government is by a lot of wars and by the strengthening of the United Nations. That's their three-point platform that they stated even back in, I think, the 1960s is when they made this statement. Yeah, 1963, Fabian Society meeting. And so they said in order to have this, we would need a world army. Now, wait a minute. So world peace will be achieved through a world army and world wars. Yes, correct. There will be more wars. There will be more collapses, more, I mean, I don't know for certain when there's going to be another world war. It could happen now. We don't know. Or it might just come about through economic collapses. Who knows? But the point is that they're arguing that nobody should have arms, nobody should have guns, nobody should have armies, except for the global elite. I mean, who can't see this as a scam, right? And they even say we're going to have to use a lot of psychological warfare over a long, protracted amount of time to bring this about. That's exactly where we are now. They were saying in the 1960s they would use heavy psychological warfare, even to the point of a fake right-wing party, brought to you a notice on page 101, to eventually bring about this new age, the new aeon, the Great Reset, the New World Order. Here are some of the societies that were set up that you should take note of. I might have mentioned this the last time I was on, I don't remember, but remember this because this gives you an idea that of what we're talking about, how influential this group was. The Royal Institute for International Affairs, the League of Nations, the United Nations, International Labor, the Court of International Justice, or the World Court, the League for Industrial Democracy, the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, the British Commonwealth, Christian Socialist League, the Federal Union, the Fabian International Bureau, which is who I just mentioned had a three-point platform, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Council of Churches, NATO, the Aspen Institute, the Socialist International, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the One World Trust, the European Union. Have you heard of any of these? I mean, does this sound familiar? Do you think this is does this sound like a group that maybe has some influence and power, or is this all just far flung conspiracy theories? Or, I mean, what do you think about this? Doesn't it seem odd to you that these people were saying 100 years ago they would bring about a situation where there'd be a circular economy and you would own nothing? The next point that the Fabian stressed so heavily was that we got to get rid of politicians because politicians are one of the key issues that stand in the way of management by experts. Who else believes in management by experts? Technocrats. That's a key platform of technocracy, is to install government by expert. The Fabian Institution, known as the London School of Economics, really pioneered and pushed this notion of management by experts. I've got a bit of a cold today, so I apologize. If I have to cough and clear my throat. No, it's not the CUFID. I don't have the CUFID. I just have a normal cold. That does still exist. I don't know if people know this, but like there's still such a thing as the cold the classics, right? The classics of sickness and illness. Not everything is COVID, but people still, I talk to people, in the streets, family members, and everything is COVID now. There's no other illnesses but COVID. Well, I'm pretty sure I just have a cold. Maybe I got the AIDS. I don't know. But the Fabian said that we got to have management by experts, get rid of politics, get rid of voting, all of that stuff. And so I think a lot of what's going on today, as we've said before, as the lockstep document talks about, is actually geared towards weakening everyone's faith in the institutions that exist, right, including voting, including democracy. I'm not saying that they're, those things don't have problems, but they definitely want to weaken everybody's belief in the existing institutions, not to help anybody. And they highlight the actual problems that do exist, but that's only to push their solutions that are prepackaged. Remember, that was in the lockstep document. Everybody will clamor and cry out, the corrupt officials of the CDC, right? That's in the SPARS document, right? oh, we have the solution for you, global government, government by AI, government by computer, government by Zuckerberg, right? Transhumanism, the new man. And yes, the Fabians, you got it. They believed in transhumanism. They believed in government by computer. And they believed in eugenics, and particularly dysgenics and mass depopulation. All the Fabians 100% accepted the belief that the Earth was way overpopulated and that the best way to get rid of this problem was to get rid of most of the people, especially the European and American stock. So they explicitly, according to George Bernard Shaw, were the first and most necessary to be depopulated. And this is why we find out that actually a lot of the Fabians adopted a pro-Islamic view. Now, they didn't really believe Islam, but they thought that Islam would be a great way to open up borders and bring in Islam to completely change Europe. This was explicitly a plan of each one of the Fabians, including Bertrand Russell, including H.G. Wells, including George Bernard Shaw, and Annie Besant, the famous New Age theosophist Fabian spy. I'm pretty sure Bailey Blavatsky and Besant were all spies to some degree. But this began in the UK. If everybody knows that, you know, England is now London is Londonistan, basically. Now, how did that come about? Well, it came about actually through Fabians. The Fabians did this via setting up certain, I guess we call them think tanks, that were dedicated in the 1940s and 50s to Sufism. Sufism is, of course, mystical Islam. A lot of mainline Sunnis and people like that, they don't really consider authentic Islam. I'm not really debating what the authentic Islam is, but it had a lot of connections with the Theosophists, with Gurdjieff's Fourth Way, and had a lot of connections, the Sufi stuff did, with Freemasonry and other groups that were popular in London and throughout the UK in the 1940s and 50s. And so this character named Idris Shah, who was a famous Sufi, was able to kind of set up a lot of groups, reading groups and whatnot, including groups at Oxford, Cambridge, that were able to get a lot of people into and convert a lot of people to Islam through Sufism. And this even includes people as high up as Prince Charles. Now, Prince Charles has had at different times that he's every religion, so I wouldn't put too much stock in that, but he did at one point, I think back in the 80s, give credence to and say that he was very enamored with Sufi Islam. And that's because of this Idris Shah character and his, it was called the ICR, Institute for Cultural Research, which was a promotional engine for promoting Sufism. Now, eventually, Sufism opened the door to other forms of Islam, and that's why nowadays, the Islamicization of Europe and the UK is something spearheaded by these people. It was the Fabians, I'm saying, that were explicitly 100% behind that. And they had a lot of influence as well at the Sufis at LSE, London School of Economics. This also explains why a lot of Western intelligence groups have been able to utilize Sufi networks in other countries as well for drug running. This relies on another form of ecumenism, right? So you can begin to see how the ecumenists, who are also part of this Fabian New World Order plan, they found a lot of commonality with Sufis. And that's how, again, we had such a conversion of Sufism, of the UK, away from Anglicanism over to Sufism and Islam. Don't go anywhere.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk. The facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact: Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit gowiththefacts.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We were discussing the usage of Islam by the Fabian Society and the elites of the UK for cultural and social engineering by design to transform not just the UK, but also Europe as a whole. And they noted that the key British institutions could all be changed and revolutionized through this importation of a foreign religious ideology by design. Now, again, remember that the Fabians themselves didn't believe Islam. They didn't care about it. In fact, they said explicitly we could co-opt the figure of Muhammad to be a revolutionary socialist figure to bring in Fabian socialism. Now, I'm not interested in debating that right now. I mean, I think that's kind of ridiculous. But you can see that from their vantage point, religion is a tool. It has nothing to do with what they think is true or false. It's rather that a lot of these Fabians, such as Lord Haldane and others, noted that if they set up specific kinds of courses, seminars, workshops, lectures, and other events that promoted advanced thinking and how the EU should be more open to Islam, then pro-Islamic outfits could eventually come to the fore, such as the Center for Middle Eastern Studies, etc., to through the acceptance of vast sums of money from various Islamic regimes, the entire existing culture of the UK and Europe could be transformed by this Islamicization process. And this has actually been noted by a lot of geopolitical analysts and historians, not just by Ratzia, but also Batyayor discusses how the 1973 Arab oil embargo was actually a key event in the transformation of Europe. And they even wanted a clash of civilizations model on purpose. The purpose of the clash of civilizations model from Samuel Huntington, for example, that the Fabians wanted to stoke, to hype up, was to portray and focus on Christianity as evil and as reactionary. So even though that's not actually the case, because when it comes to something like the Church of England or Anglicanism, I mean, that's pretty much completely a co-opted institution for the global elites. The ghostly remnants of what exists in Europe and in the UK is Christianity. Even that had to be tossed out. And so, for example, from 1997 to 2010, the complete Islamicization of Europe and the UK was pretty much was pretty much completed. And they did this through entities like the Labour Party, which was a big promoter of this. In 1998, under Tony Blair, for example, MI6 was instructed to train and arm the Islamic Kosovo Liberation Army in collaboration with Bill Clinton and the CIA. Select al-Qaeda operatives were armed in an insurrection against Orthodox Christianity in Serbia to provide a pretext for this military intervention. In the following year, Serbia was bombed by NATO Secretary General Javier Solana himself, who is a Fabian. And the architect then of the European Euro-Mediterranean Partnership, a.k.a. the Barcelona process, was responsible then for the Islamicization of the rest of Europe. So this was actually the KLA, which was this fake-created group by the CIA, which mixes Islam and communism, al-Qaeda and communism. That was actually a key instrumental operation to helping this process that we're discussing here about the Islamicization of Europe. And it was spearheaded by British intelligence, by the CIA, by Clinton, who was taught the third wave process under Dr. Carol Quigley, together with the Fabian socialist third wave promoter, Tony Blair. And third wave is just another word for what I'm talking about, the Fabian model of combining monopoly capitalism with socialism or Fabian socialism. This is what resulted then in Londonistan, or the conversion of the UK and London to more or less a controlled operation, where even Ratzia himself was perceptive enough to note that the connection between MI6 and the 7/7 bombing is pretty apparent. The people involved in the 7/7 event just happened to be publicly were known to be MI6 assets. He notes that the evidence shows that the systemic partnership of Islamic schools and cultural centers and charities and mosques, and the appointment of Muslim and Muslim sympathizers to key positions in local councils, was all part of the official policy publicly of the Labour Party and privately by the fake right-wingers. And this eventually leads to Britain's first Muslim life peer, Nasir Ahmad, in 1998. And in 2000, Blair infamously said, "There is a lot of misunderstanding about Islam." This is right before 9/11. "It is deeply reflective, peaceful. It is a beautiful religion. I think that it would be helpful if people from other religions knew more about Islam." In 2001, weeks before the 9/11 event, Blair said that links between Muslims and the rest of Europe should be deepened. So this, again, you'll notice, is not accidental. That they know what this religion is all about, what it does. And the key to understanding why they support this is because there is a larger plan for global government. Once you understand that, all of this makes perfect sense. Even into the 2000s, Tony Blair, even after the Big Nine event, consistently praised the Quran and Islamic imperialism as a progressive socialist type of movement. Now, the only reason that they say this, again, is because Fabian socialists believe that you can utilize any of these religions for the purpose of global government. That's it. That's the only purpose, the only reason they care about it. And the changing of the demographics, right, which is what's going on in Europe and the UK, it's the same model here. And they do that. They clash together the societies on purpose. And they have the open borders on purpose so that there will be problems, so there will be a collapse, so that then they can come in and say, we have the solution. The solution is technocratic global government. The solution is to create a social credit score system, which allow a score which follows you, tracks you, does everything that you do. You just heard the Bank for International Settlements, which is the central bank of central banks, that triple chin dude, right? He was saying that what we're going to put in place is an electronic version of cryptocurrency, which isn't Bitcoin. It's some other kind of centralized thing that they're going to pick. And he says, we're going to shut that down if we don't like you. If you say no words, naughty words, you say bad things. And who decides what that is? Well, you can already imagine the same people that, right, have been already shutting everybody down and banning everybody. That's who we're talking about here. But you have to understand that this is the ideological game plan that they're using. It is this Fabian socialist model, and it's not something new. It's an old model that goes back a long time. That's why David Rockefeller, for example, in the 1970s, the late 70s, 78, 79, wrote New York Times editorials where he said that he thought that Mao's social experiment in China was a great thing. He loved it. He praised it. And why is that? Well, if you know, in terms of his memoirs, he goes on to talk about how after the communists took over, after China became a communist country, he was able to come in and have Chase Bank as the only bank. So that was by design. So do you see that this is a trick? It's a scam, right? You convince everybody, you have chaos, controlled chaos, arc of crisis, chaos, the Brzezinski model. The chaos causes people to cry out for a solution, and you come with the solution, problem, reaction, solution. The same people that are behind the problems are the ones offering the solution, and that's by design to get society to socially engineer, to move in the direction that they want. And all of this, the last century, where we're going right now, all of it, the two world wars, the Cold War, the war on terror, now the new war on viruses, the war on health, which is basically just the toxification or the perception that human beings are the toxins. That's the whole purpose of the COVID stuff, to move us into automation, to move us into AI governance. That's the next phase. This is all by design. It's not a conspiracy theory when the people behind it openly say what their plan is. That's not a conspiracy theory, right? If Jeffrey Dahmer was writing letters to the police saying what he was going to do, and the police read the letters, that doesn't make the policemen conspiracy theorists. It makes them detectives, policemen, investigators, doing their job. Likewise, if the people who have the majority of the power on the planet openly write dozens and dozens of books, which I have lectured through for the last 6 years, dozens of them, from their own words, that's not a conspiracy theory. That is collusion, espionage, and basically being traitors. People are just traitors, right? Because they're working to subvert the existing society to bring in what they are convinced is a post-human era. And that's where this is all going. And all of the Fabian socialists were all into transhumanism, post-humanism. They all wanted to kill everybody. They're all psychos. Can't let psychos run your life and your government. So we have to stand up. We have to say no to this. Get off the grid. Stop using their corporate system, their Fortune 100. Get Bitcoin, get gold, get silver, right? Get some land. Get into church.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Everybody.